This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
To allow them to release the tape. Donald, release the tape.
All right, so there's a little snippet of something from the past that Cruz talked about, and that's the tape of the off-the-record conversation with the New York Times. There was a debate on Thursday, where you had lots of insults and lots of conversation back and forth between the candidates. Now there are four. Ben Carson drops out, and that's where we start. Kate Delaney, hope you're doing well, whatever hamlet you hail from. Thank you so much for being part of our little crew. I'm getting a ton of emails from people all over the place. A lot of it having to do with the election, but also, believe it or not, some other things. Yeah, we have other things happening in the world. It doesn't feel like it sometimes, though, does it? Seems like the focus is so much on what's going on, especially with the Republicans. Part of that is because, frankly, with the Democrats, you have two. It's Hillary Clinton, it's Bernie Sanders, and there's no Trump in that mix. And they're not going after each other, where it's more of the sniping, and this was the 11th debate that was happening between really all of them on the stage. Not so much Kasich, he tried to stay above the fray. He does a pretty nice job of that when they try to pull him in, but he's not getting the delegates either. However, he could win Ohio. There is a chance that, that he could win Ohio, and oh, what a difference that would, could make, because it's just an odd way of the primaries and how they work and how the delegates, how the delegates are counted and whatnot. So coming up, we definitely have a mailbag. We've got some odds and ends, including a huge soccer star who is going to donate their brain. You know, we're having all these problems with CTE, certainly with football players. We're seeing it. Had the movie that didn't do quite as well called The Concussion with Will Smith, but it had to do with getting the NFL to recognize that there were these problems, and it's a raging debate that still continues. And a soccer star makes some very big news. You're going to be surprised by who it is, and I'm going to tell you that when we do our odds and ends. Right now, though, at the top, you want to react to what the Republicans are doing to each other. You can, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Let's go out to Grim. Hey, Grim, you get the first word.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning to you as well.
I got a numbers question for you, Kate.
Yeah.
Okay. Just how many milk cartons did the RNC have to put out there with a missing picture of Mitt Romney on the back of it before they found the rock he was underneath?
Yeah, listening to him was insane today, yes.
Did you get that one? Boy, I was able to associate him enjoying milk.
Crazy, huh?
Well, he should have never did that.
I know.
Tell you what, he just succeeded Rubio in destroying his career again.
I know. What's that about? Yeah.
And, you know, I mentioned that the other night. And
yep.
That's what I've been hearing all day today.
Yep.
About Rubio is, you know, this may very well end his career.
Yeah. So there was no help there.
But here's the problem. Because the RNC, they don't want Cruz. You know, they don't agree with him. They won't back him, but, you know, they want Rubio.
I know.
And it's just like going back to when Mitt Romney was run. I was all for it. What was her name that won the Iowa caucus? The senator of Maryland. I can't remember her name. I had it in my
head.
You know, she
well,
won.
Well, I know. I can't think of it either.
She won the Iowa caucus, and I was all for her, you know. But, you know, the RNC, it's an all-boys club.
Yeah.
I mean, they really, you know, quietly destroyed her, I'll say. But, you know, because they wanted Mitt Romney, just like they want Rubio.
Yeah, that's what I said in the beginning when we started talking about this. It is, absolutely, it's about the machine and who they want. They really, really wanted, no question, they really, really wanted Jeb Bush. But there was nothing happening with Jeb Bush.
Everybody in the conservative talk, there's no disagreeing with that as far as, you know, the conservative media out there. Not
yeah.
a lick. I mean, even a liberal. And the scary part is, people, Hillary is going to be the one that gains from all this.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, you're right.
And, you know, you dye her hair and get a couple pieces of scotch tape and pull her eyes back and put her in the same suit she wears, but all black with white trim and a little red medal with a gold star on it, and we got another Kim Jong-il III.
Oh, that is brutal. Even the thought of that, you're crazy. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
But at the same token, you know, she'd go green. So, you know, next satellite picture, you know, lights out at 7.
Right. Right. Yeah.
We'll be but just as dark as they are. And I mean, because that's what she wants.
Right.
She enjoys living in them palaces as she was Secretary of the State. But what did she do, actually? I can't think of anything, really.
Traveled a lot.
That she did besides, you know, going and talking, going, you know,
yeah.
rhetoric.
That, yeah.
I tell you. Like, just as Dan said, it's going to get pretty close to where we may have to drag out six shooters. And, you know, I'm kind of all for this Article 5, you know, that... Oh, God, I can't think of it. I just got done listening to him. You know,
Mark Levin or some talk
yeah,
show host?
Mark Levin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mark Levin has been pushing this
yes.
since the second reelection of
yeah.
the Article 5 concession of the states, but there's still a problem there. It's even worse on the state legislature and Senate side in the states than it is in D.C.
Yeah.
I know it is where I'm at.
Yeah. I'm hearing that from a lot of people. You're right.
I mean, which means, you know, it could very well boil down to, you know, because most, you know, most of the politicians live right around me.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, it's a mad, mad world.
It really, you know.
It is. I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
And you know, here's the thing. How, listen to me, people. When you hear that, I don't care if you're Democrat, Independent, Republican, whatever. How do you feel about saying President Hillary Clinton?
Exactly. I know how I feel.
What and how do people feel about that?
I'm gonna be like Izzy.
Time to go to Malta. Time to pack up.
Find some place, you know, where I'm safe.
Yeah.
But,
and you're right. You know, you heap too much wood on the fire in the wrong direction, and it's gonna go out of control. And it's not gonna be what the Republicans are thinking. And then if that happens, my goodness, how many years would that be democratically controlled, the executive branch? And that's something to think about. And that's being hard headed. That's smoking too many cigars, drinking too much scotch, like you said, the good old boys network, and they're not turning the equation around, and that is dangerous for the party. Thanks, Grimster. Check the mailbag next on ATN.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at fortressclothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. Fortressclothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all.
Time where we check the mailbag. Mail's in, mail's here. And you amaze me. I have to keep telling you that. If you've just tuned into my show and you say, what's she talking about? So here's the scoop. A lot of people can't jump on the phones. They're at work listening. Or they listen to the show, frankly, at other times. Then they get rallied up and revved up, and they want to say something and react to whatever we've been talking about. So I always invite you to send me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. If for some reason you can't get through there, go to Delaney Media Group at live.com. It's that easy. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Bobby. Kate loved the show. You made me laugh out loud just the other night. It sent me to send this email. When you were talking with Nathan about the fruity nutty thing, whatever it was, I thought it was hilarious. Your emphasis on the crazy slide in Los Angeles, it made me want to go and look it up, and I did, and holy bejeebers, I can't imagine going on that slide. I hope you get a sponsor. I'm going to try to look for one so you can get Nathan out there, do a show, and have him on the slide. I think if you do that, you're going to want to go on the slide, too. Yeah, I think I'll have a heart attack going down the slide that goes flying out of the side of the building that's the tallest building in Los Angeles, if I just close my eyes, I suppose. But yes, we are looking for a sponsor. Probably cost about, for us to do that, it probably costs about $2,000. And then we'll put it all over. We'll just plaster it all over social media so you can all see what you're missing. Okay, let's move on to another one. Thanks for that note. Because I did step aside. We said, we're stepping aside from politics for a second. This one's from Heather. Kate, Hillary Clinton, boy, I just can't get on her bandwagon. I'll tell you, in 2008, I'm a millennial. I was about Hillary Clinton. My mother was going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Her friends were talking about it. We're talking about the first female president. But now with what's happened with the whole email thing and some of the, what she shrugs off, there's something that doesn't feel right about Hillary Clinton. And hey, everybody trips up, and I know how politics works, believe you me, but I don't feel as though I can really vote for Hillary Clinton, so I will go with Bernie Sanders. Sorry to my Republican friends. I can't go along with any of them. They seem to change their tune right and left. At least Bernie, for whatever is not fabulous about him, he is who he is, who he is. All right, thank you for that. So I think right there tells you in a nutshell part of the other problem of Hillary Clinton has for lots of people. They did want to vote for Hillary Clinton in 2008, absolutely. And then this time rolls around, and it's a whole different feeling because some of the scandals that have happened. And the email thing was never handled correctly. I mean, first it's almost like they're shrugging it off like, well, what's the big deal? Why are you hammering me about emails, you people? And then the next thing you know, it's that they're covering it all up or looking like they're covering it up or people are confused about it. And I think, you know what I think it comes down to? I think it comes down to the simple equation of arrogance. Okay, this Hillary Clinton, she doesn't want to have that email. Nobody says, listen, Mrs. Clinton, there's precedence here. Let's not get into trouble. This is something that could be a trip-up moment. Just get the regular email. Just get the State Department email like others have in the State Department. The president has a special email. It all goes through a special server. Everybody has, in government ranks, has their .gov or their wherever. So we don't want to break ranks with that. We don't want to do that. You can have a separate one. I know it's a pain to carry two of them around, but you'll have to do that. And wouldn't that be a great thing anyway? Because now you have your separate emails of your friends and family. So that doesn't happen because she's Hillary Clinton. And then this could be the thing that takes her down. Wouldn't that just be a poke in the eye? Yep, that's it. Sometimes arrogance can be the thing that pulls you right out of the race. Here's another one. This one is from Jacob. Kate, not to be confused with your pal Jake in Austin, who emails all the time. Did you see that cop was fired, the Sandra Bland cop? Remember that incident? I was reading the story about it, and I thought, wow, it just goes to show you what goes around comes around. And it was the cop that arrested Bland, who was upheld at the Texas Department of Public Safety earlier in the week. And what it was a traffic stop in July of last year. And she failed to use her turn signal, apparently. And then she was found dead in her cell 3 days later. No one was indicted because of the jailhouse problem, as I understand. And I'm just giving you bits and pieces from what I saw on the tube and scribbled down to write you this email. But a grand jury didn't believe the cop's statement that he removed Bland from the car she was driving so he could conduct a safer traffic investigation. Yeah, that was a sad, sad thing. She was arrested and was found dead in her cell. And he can appeal the decision, but her death started the whole, well, it didn't start it, but it raised some questions about excessive police force and the whole role of race in police interactions, because she's African American. Her family said she should have never been arrested and would have never killed herself. She hanged herself in her cell, and this was over a traffic violation, a turn signal. Wow. And that is so frightening to think about that. But we know this is a big issue in the country. And listen, I have family members that are cops, and I've seen all sides of this, terrible sides from their points of view, and nobody wants that to happen. I have a brother-in-law who's a cop who is a manly man, I'll call him for lack of a better description, and he, though, is so giving to the people that he stops or pulls over. He doesn't want to have altercations. He doesn't want to have scenarios that are nightmarish that lead to things that shouldn't happen. And sometimes, unfortunately, and we don't know all the details, it's a terrible story, but sometimes tempers flare on all sides of this. So it's just like any of us. A cop pulls you over, how do you react to the cop? Do you think it's stupid and furious, and do you lash out and say something nasty, and then you get into some kind of an altercation? I've actually seen that happen right before my eyes with a very, I'll call, a bland person, somebody who never did that. And guess what? They got cuffed, and I was just absolutely stunned. But then you have this situation where she hangs herself. It's just terrible, awful, sad, sad story. Absolutely. Okay, here's another one. This one is from Max. Hi, Kate Delaney. I don't know if you remember me. I used to email you all the time, And so I am emailing you again to say I really enjoy the show. I like the way you bounce around. I love when you say jump over the fence with me. I don't know why. I just like hearing that. It reminds me of when I was a kid and we jumped over the fence. I always got caught at the top of the fence. But my question is, do you really think it's going to come down to Clinton and Trump? Or do you think it's Clinton and Cruz? Or do you think Clinton gets the boot and it's Bernie Sanders? Wow. Well, my magic eight ball says ask again later. We have a few things that have to shake out. What's going on with this FBI dealio? What's happening with the FBI? Do they have something on Hillary Clinton that's going to stick, that's going to change the whole course of the election for the Democrats? Well, and the whole course of the election. I mean, Hillary Clinton does have a well-oiled machine when it comes to fundraising and owing favors and the things that happen with politicians. If she was truly out of the race and it was Bernie Sanders and Trump, who do you think wins that? Bernie Sanders and Cruz, who do you think wins that? I'm just saying. The Bernie Sanders movement better be really jacked up beyond belief, because they'd have to get every single young person to vote, every millennial, any libertarian, anybody who decides I can't stand what's happening on the other side. But how many Republicans are you going to get to jump over? I don't think it's quite that easy. I think it'd be pretty tough. All right, let's go to the next one. This one is from Bill. Kate, did you see Chris Rock and the Oscars? I was wondering what you thought about his performance, or do you even care? I'm not really an award show person, but I have to say all of the issues over black people aren't represented and whatnot made me decide to want to watch what was happening at the Academy Awards. And I have to say, I'm not an awards person, but I think he rocked the house with the way he opened up. I did watch it. I watched it because I wanted to see what happened at the beginning, too. And frankly, we do cheap movie reviews, which are coming up, and I like to go to the movies. I go through periods where I'm too busy. You know, I'm a news junkie. We're working on the show, all that, and I don't see very many movies. And then I go through periods where, boy, I'm just inhaling what I think is going to be good out there. Which, by the way, I think I've talked about this. I saw the movie Creed. One of you, and it might have been Tomas, called and said you had seen Creed and it was so good. I went to see it and it was just fabulous. So I agree. And even though it's like Rocky 10 almost, but it's not about Rocky, just about him. And it's just a wonderful movie, and he deserved to be nominated. So yes, he did a good job in trying to handle what was thrown in his lap. He did a great job, and everybody says that. So good for him. He absolutely pulled it out, because what a wild place to be in. All right, you know what to do. Here's the scoop. You can...
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Is Senator Marco Rubio,
who was elected in Florida and who has the worst voting record in the United States Senate. He doesn't go to vote. He's absent. He doesn't go. Now, the people of Florida can't stand him. He couldn't get elected dog catcher.
Wow, Donald Trump, a little verbal jab at Marco Rubio, calls him short. Says he can't get elected. That's Trump, man. That's what you get from Donald Trump. So, 11th debate. Did we learn anything? Was there anything that was significant that came out of this last debate? That's debatable in itself. I think the, I don't know, maybe the more you see, if Trump is the guy, then there's just more exposure to Trump. So, what you like or what you don't like, I guess you're seeing more of that. I know people who have dealt with Donald Trump at different levels, and they say, forget like this whole running for president thing, they say good things about him. I even heard Bill Maher one time, he does this show, Politically Incorrect, on HBO, or I think it's still called Politically Incorrect, I don't remember, but I've seen the show many, many times. And on his show, he talked about that. He talked about that he was very, very nice and accommodating to people and all that kind of stuff whenever anyone talked about dealing with Donald Trump. This is a whole different kettle of fish, though. Running for president, coming out strong, realizing that his tough talk, I've said this analogy, I know only once before, I'm going to say it again. Talking to so many people, I've interviewed over 12,000 people. Isn't that crazy? I think it's a much higher number, but it's definitely over 12,000. So in interviewing over 12,000 folks, when you have a situation where there's weakness or people are sick of the same old, especially like, let's say, professional coaching ranks, then the fans in sports clamor for the tough guy, the coach who's not taking any garbage, the coach who stands up and says what he thinks and does not care how he's portrayed and isn't worried about the fallout. And that's Donald Trump. So Trump, in a different way, is similar to that coach. And who would fall into that category? Well, like modern-day Bill Parcells and all of his coaching. That's when he would be called up or he'd be a candidate because people knew he was a man's man, knew he would get in the faces of the whiny, complaining players who weren't going to toe the line, weren't part of the team. And that would be similar to what, you know, you see from Donald Trump. And that was an illustration of that there. Now, it's interesting because Kasich is the complete opposite from Trump. He is the gentleman's man. He is the guy who just talks about what he did in Ohio, just calmly tries to stay above the fray. In fact, I've heard him referred to as the only adult on the stage. I just saw that analogy somewhere, but I had heard that before. There's a new book out. It's called Adulting, and it's about becoming an adult and behaving like an adult. And he portrays that. And some are saying, oh, he'd be the best guy to beat Hillary Clinton. I mean, he's not the guy, though. He's not. There's no question. I can't imagine that Kasich. That would be a wild twist. If the governor of Ohio became the candidate, wow. That would be one of the more shocking things that could possibly happen. I don't see it. And he does try to stick to the issues, and he is nothing like a Donald Trump. But, I mean, if he wins his home state and it's close, he's not. He, according to the polls, he wouldn't win it right now, but he would get a serious boost for his campaign. I mean, this is crazy, wild March nuttiness. It's March madness. So the debate in Detroit was the third by Fox, and it's just a couple of days in front of some big primaries in Michigan on March 8th, Florida and Ohio on March 15th. They're very big ones. Who wins Florida? Marco Rubio doesn't win Florida. How does Rubio stay in it? How does he stay in it? You know, and it's wild when you see what's going on with the primaries. If I'm Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I'm not worried about what's going on with the Clintons and we're tired of debates and all that. I'm concerned by what I'm seeing at the primaries. The big story, besides all the nonsense of, okay, we just had the 11th Republican debate, is and what the internals are, it's not really about that. It's about the turnout that has become eye-popping, so much higher than in 2008 across every state to vote so far this year. In Virginia and Texas, turnout was 100% higher. I'm going to say that again. In Virginia and Texas, turnout was 100% higher. That is crazy. Democrats, the turnout is down in every state that's had a primary and caucus except for Colorado. Now, it even dropped in Nevada, in Tennessee, and in Texas. It dropped more than 30%. Super Tuesday, we've talked about this. I'm going to throw this into the hopper. 66% higher for Republicans, 31% lower for Democrats. What does that mean? So is it the craziness, the circus, the wild hair people get, or does it mean more Republicans are going to be there in November? And it's just completely boring and dull to see this battle between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. I think part of it is it's boring to people compared to the wildness of what's going on with the Republicans. You know, the last time in 2008, you had Obama, you had a slew of other candidates in the beginning that were there, John Edwards, and then all of the dropout from John Edwards and his baby mama and what happened after that and trying to save his skin and dumping out of the race and his poor wife who was riddled with cancer. But then the epicness of Barack Obama going up against Hillary Clinton They don't have that show now. They don't have it. And even how shocking in Massachusetts, 20,000 Democrats leaving the party. They either go independent or they switch to the Republicans. It was a smaller amount that switched to the Republicans, but they still jumped. So if I'm running the Democratic Party, debates aside, my concern is looking at what's happening with the primaries. I mean, is this a temporary thing, or does it mean the Democrats will get the won't get the turnout in November? Because if Clinton wins the nomination, she's got to do something to rev up the Democrats for the fall and for a huge fight, or they're not going to turn out. You know, and Obama was a huge story in 2008, and it was a tight race with Clinton. They don't have that this time around. But I don't know. He's a juggernaut, Trump is. And that makes him interesting, and it has pumped up the volume on what we've seen happen as far as the primaries are concerned. So if I'm the Democratic Party, I'm investing everything I can into coming up with all kinds of scenarios as to why it's lackluster, what can we do, that whole thing. I'm focused on that. That's what I'm worried about. I'm focusing, digging in on that. I mean, the real test will be if people don't like Hillary Clinton, Democrats who are just not going to go Republican, if they don't like Hillary Clinton, will they really go out and vote for her? Or will they say, I can't do it? Will they sit on their hands and say, I can't do it? You know, all this is part of the speculating as to what can happen in November. And you still do, by the way, have this FBI investigation. The FBI is investigating if Clinton aides shared passwords to any kind of access for classified info. Oh, can you imagine if that happened? Whew. If they have that, oh, toast. Someone's toast if that happens. And who knows? Somebody has a boyfriend, somebody has a friend, somebody who's tight in the circle. Can you check this? That would be crazy, but not unheard of. But against the law. So then that would be the fall of Clinton, and it wouldn't even be an issue as to what's going to happen when this becomes inevitable and it's Clinton and Trump. It is very wild to see, as if March 15th is a very big day. It's a very big day for John Kasich, because if he doesn't win Ohio, he's got to be out. I just don't understand why he would stick in it. And it's the same for Rubio. I mean, gosh, if Rubio and Kasich don't win their states, they're gone. That means that leaves Trump and Cruz. And then presuming that Trump were to win those two states, then there'd be an even bigger problem for Cruz. Then maybe the decks are cleared, even though the number is minute and the delegates count so differently. I mean, just absolutely insane how that would all go down. Oh, crazy. I mean, just crazy, crazy, crazy. I think it's exciting to watch, but I speculating and looking at how it all plays out and what's the right thing to do becomes an even bigger question. The right thing to do is definitely go out and vote. Don't even think about not voting. All right, we got to mix it up here a little bit. Let's shake the salt out. You ever done that? Has that even done it to you? We're going to do that next. Odds and Ends.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So what do ghosts stand for? It's to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and fade. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Delaney, ATN, name of the show. You can always hit us up at americatonight.net or on Twitter, Real Radio Talk, Facebook, just Kate Delaney, and especially Twitter, pretty active on Twitter these days, because, right, everybody talks, speaks through the 140-character world. All right, some other things that are happening are grab bag. Check this out. Don't know if you know this story or not, but I'm going to tell you. Did you know the FBI arrested an American Airlines flight attendant? This is what she allegedly did. Set a bathroom on fire on the flight that she was on, and then portrayed himself as a hero when he was really the culprit. What do you think he's going to get, like a pay raise? I'm going to pretend. So according to the docs, Jonathan Montoya made up several accident stories, but then admitted that he intentionally set fire to the rear lavatory paper towels with a green Bic lighter. Then he put the fire out once it got intense during a Dallas to Detroit flight on February 1st. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, what are you thinking? 23 years old. 23. He worked for American for about a year and a half. Before that, he worked for a doctor's office, I guess, in New Mexico. He spent most of his life there and has family there, whatever. And he didn't have a past where he had some long, odd portfolio of damaging, crazy things he had done. He had a DUI conviction, that was it. And he got probation, but seems that he wanted some attention. I mean, that must be an attention thing, I'm assuming. You don't want to jack with planes, and you would think he would, you know, you'd think he would know that, because that's what they tell everybody. And certainly, you're not looking for the flight attendant to be doing that damage. That's a no-no. Those are bad shenanigans, the kind that you don't want to get caught doing. So he's in big trouble. He's going to do some time for that, as long as they can nail him for it. Of course, that's what has to happen. So we use the word allegedly at this point, but let's put it this way. It's not looking good. How about that? So the flight attendant was charged. That is bad news. Oh, bad news. All right, so more from the grab bag. How about Brandi Chastain? Do you remember her? Think back in the recesses of your mind. We just had Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She had her hair in a ponytail, and she pulled off her shirt. She had, of course, one of those, I don't want to call it a jog bra, but it was kind of like a jog bra that you see, you actually see plenty of women, if their physique allows it, wearing them sometimes in a gym. But anyway, that made huge news when she did that and kind of skidded across the field. She is going to donate her brain for CTE research. I mean, she's a soccer icon for sure. And that's the deal at Boston University for the CTE, the degenerative brain disease that can result in Alzheimer-like symptoms like memory loss, rage, mood swings. You know, we know that Junior Seau sadly killed himself and he was struggling with that. There are plenty of other football players who have dealt with that. Scientists believe CTE happens when you get the repeated hits to the head, because it leads to a buildup of abnormal protein in the brain, and that's what happens. So she scored the winning goal in the 99 World Cup against China, and that iconic photo where she was whipped off her shirt, clenched her fist in excitement, you know. It was voted Sports Illustrated second most iconic cover of all time, and a lot of people think it's the greatest moment in women's sports history. She said she hopes that her experience in soccer and what she's able to give back helps put soccer in a better place than when she started. And people forget about that you could take significant blows to your head when you're playing soccer. She played soccer since she was little. She said she can't even remember how many times she's headed the ball, a significant number. And she said it was scary to think about the potential concussions that were never diagnosed, but it's better to know. And that's the thing. In soccer, same thing. A study found that soccer players headed the ball 6 to 12 times per game when the ball is basically traveling 50 miles an hour or faster. So you would assume some of that, sadly, will lead to these problems. That's why, you know, she says she works hard. She is a soccer coach. And she works hard in teaching her players how to avoid having problems when they take headers of concussions. And, you know, there's a big push to eliminate heading in soccer for kids under the age of 14. Soccer does not allow headers for kids under 11, so that's already happened, and they're trying to change some of those rules. I mean, it's all those things you just don't think about, but certainly with soccer, it's just as brutal in a different way than we see with football. All right, I dug this story out. I was having this debate with someone the other day. I was having this debate about what sells more now. Are people more interested in cage fighting, MMA, mixed martial arts, or do people still, you know, long for the days of the pure fight? And is how big is wrestling? Wrestling. I know a lot of people that absolutely love wrestling, know every single wrestler, just absolutely attest to how great it is. And I saw the, WWE's top earners. I was looking at how much some of the wrestlers make. And, of course, Vince McMahon, Triple H, and the top executives revealed their earnings. I mean, this is, you know, I guess public record, maybe. Vince is a CEO and maybe the most powerful person in the world of professional wrestling and in sports entertainment. There's no question about that. But he wasn't the highest paid person in his company. So they released, you know, the earnings. And as chairman and CEO, $3.3 million is what he got. The executive producer, $4.8 million. The chief revenue and marketing officer, that's a great gig to have. Michelle Wilson, $4.5 million. So wrestling, my friends, absolutely is absolutely huge. Last year was a huge one for WWE. It generated $658.8 million in overall money. That's a 21% increase from 2014. WrestleMania. A strong showing at WrestleMania could send WWE well on its way to another huge year in 2016. They're talking about maybe over 100,000 fans filling up AT&T Stadium. And part of that is the whole feuding thing, because, you know, it's the feuds that really rock the house. Isn't that interesting? And the reason of bringing that up is, like, the feuds, when you see what happens with the Republican debates, it's kind of the same thing. Different show, same idea. All right, you rock. You rock in Sarasota. You rock in New York, you rock in Portland, all over this great country. Thanks so much for hanging with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.